friend that can be so dear to me. At this time, we'll have our choir come down and we'll turn it over to whoever's going to open up tonight.
Good to be here. I told Neil, he was kidding with me before service about it being my turn after the choir sung like that. I said, I'm kind of glad it's my turn now. I said, I could still mess it up, but I can sure feel the Lord. So I appreciate that good choir singing. Good to be here. Appreciate everybody for coming out. We'll ask everybody to stand if you will. It's a good place to be tonight. The dearest friend I ever had. Boy, the choir sung that good. I could have listened to that two or three more times. So we wonder at this time who's got an unspoken request. Appreciate all those hands. If you've got a spoken request, feel free to make it. We're glad Ryan and his whole family are back. The pictures look like you guys had a great time, but we're sure glad to have you back. Glad you had safe travels. And Taylor's getting ready to go on vacation. After the choir sung like that, I'd feel bad to go on vacation. I think you ought to just stay. I'm just kidding. All right, who has a spoken request? Remember Mike and Kay's sister-in-law. Please continue to remember mine and Becky's friend, Dave Rosnowski, battling leukemia, and just lots of ups and downs. So please remember him. Continue to remember the family of Karen Duncan. There were quite a few of us that were at her funeral on Tuesday. But please remember that family. That's a real loss for that family and their church. So, someone else. Remember that.
Yeah.
Remember Brother Tim, lost his wife, I don't know, it hasn't been too many months ago, and then lost his daughter, so remember the Douglas family. Someone else. Marcel and Hazel are flying to Berlin tomorrow. His grandmother passed, so they're going for her memorial service. So please remember them. Remember that. Sister Wilma is just she's a great saint of God and has owned and run that funeral home for many years. And I talked to Trey, and he said when he left there around 5:30, it was still burning, and he didn't know, but he said it didn't really look good. He said, I don't know that they'll be able to salvage much. So she lived in that building, and then the funeral home was there as well. So that's her home and her business. So that's a real hit for Sister Wilma. So please remember her at Crouches Creek Church. Someone else. Remember Johnny Miller. Remember that. Anyone else? Remember that. Yeah.
for this Saturday up at Pleasant View. I pray for the baptizing at Continental Saturday evening. Pray for the baptizing here Sunday morning.
Remember that. There's also a revival going on this week at Trinity Baptist. Chase Lay was preaching there tonight. I know Trey's scheduled to preach there Saturday afternoon, and some other fine preachers involved in that service the rest of this week, so remember that. Anyone else? Ask Brother Sean if he would to lead us in prayer. What was interesting to me is Dad got up and started opening up, which I'm scheduled to teach Sunday school this Sunday. So I've been looking at the Sunday school lesson some, but I've been looking at some other things. And something this week, and I don't remember, it could have even been on the internet, but something drew my attention to the sixth chapter of Proverbs, which is right where Dad read. And I've read through this a couple of times this week and thought back about, and Dad mentioned him, but he didn't mention him by name, but Vic Jordan used to quote this. I remember Vic quoting this scripture when I was just a little boy, and I thought, man, he talks about sleeping and slumbering a lot, you know, says a little boy. But as I grew, and Vic would, you know, he would comment on this a lot, and I'm going to read it again. I'm going to back up and get verse 9. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? That caught my attention because I remember as a kid, one summer, when I say a kid, I was old enough to drive, so I was probably a teenager, but one summer I got a job painting. I was painting some trim and painting some houses and doing some things. And several nights that summer I stayed with my grandparents, P.L. and Mary Alice. And he was even helping me do some of the work along. And so he would come and wake me up really early in the morning. I mean, like 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm trying to sleep. It's the summertime. And he'd say, boy, you're burning daylight. You know, what are you doing? You know, you got to make hay while the sun's shining. And I think, why does he get up so early? How long are you going to sleep? And Dad made the point that a lot of these scriptures, and certainly this, has a natural application. If we spend all of our time sleeping, naturally, when it comes time for payday, we're probably not going to get paid because we've been asleep all the time. We haven't done any work. But in the book of Mark, it says, what profit a man if he gained the whole world but lose his soul? What are you going to trade? And so while this is certainly in Proverbs talking about the natural application, and it's true, there's a deeper spiritual application. What are you doing? What are you doing with your time? You know, time is a commodity. Commodity is something that there's just a certain amount of, and there's not more of it. When time is gone, it's gone. And so it is something that God blesses us with, but what are you doing with your time? Over in Ecclesiastes, it tells us there is a time for all things. It shocked me the first time I read through that, and I read, there's a time for war. Bible says there's a time for war. Go over and read the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. There is a time for war. There's a time for peace. There's God gives us time, and he gives us the opportunity. What are you doing with your time? And certainly the most important thing we can be doing with our time is trying to secure the salvation for our soul. And once that's secured, and I believe in eternal salvation, but once that's secure, then trying to secure the salvation of our friends and loved ones and acquaintances. Because time's running out. So interesting that Dad's thoughts and my thoughts kind of hook together in the sixth chapter of Proverbs. So with that, we wonder who has something on your heart tonight, who has a song or a testimony. Anyone at all? I'm not going to be here long. I appreciate your attention.
Amen. I appreciate Blaine opening up. Appreciate the good choir singing and appreciate Blaine's comments, and it just amazes me how God will put people's thoughts together on something that they haven't talked about it or hadn't even been together, and it's just amazing, and it makes it real special, and I appreciate God doing that tonight, you know, with Blaine and I, and a lot of times when the men are teaching Sunday school, a lot of times what I've got on my heart to preach, they'll come across a significant amount of it in a Sunday school lesson, and which reminds me again to keep encouraging people to come to Sunday school. If you're missing Sunday school, you're missing out on something good. You need to come. And so going on, let me ask again, Blaine asked you, but does anybody have a song or testimony? You still got time to do that if God put it on your heart. Let's pray for him.
times when I felt so all alone. Oh, but in my lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know
that I am.
So I thank
God
for the mountains,
and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for every storm that He's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, how could I know that my God could solve it? How could I know that faith in His Word? Cross bridge.
Preachers. Sure good to be here tonight. Keep praying. I don't know which one of you preachers feel like preaching, but trust it. One of you will at least. Or if more than one, that's fine too. But whichever one of you's got something on your hearts, come ahead. Bob's pointing down this way. Which one of you guys got something? Whoever's got it, come ahead. Any of you is welcome. All right, let's pray real hard. We'll wait just a minute. One of us got something, we'll turn it over to them. If not, we'll pretty soon go home probably. I've got some other scripture kind of on mind, but not to preach on. I thought about reading another scripture along with the one I read, and then it left me. Anyone of you guys got something? You're welcome. Let's pray for Bob. I believe that finger pointed back at itself.
Yeah. Pray for him,
Bert. You pray. I didn't come to preach, and if you'd have saw me a couple hours before church, as sitting there licking my wounds, I got arthritis, and I just couldn't hardly move there for a little bit. But God gave me enough strength to come, and I want to stand and praise Him for what He's done for me. Just a second. All right. Now I'm all wired up and ready to go. this is going to sound kind of odd, but this is where I'm at. I'm in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. And God knows everything. He knows everything about us. And I thought about that song, "I've gone too far to turn back." I've tried Jesus, and He's won every victory for me. When I was lost, He saved me. And when I was sad, He made me feel good. When I was disheartened, He helped me to feel better.
Amen.
And He taught me through His word that we can have strength. If we want to have strength, we get around God's people.
Yeah.
Ones that's trying their best to live for the Lord. And you can tell by that Holy Spirit it begins to move. I'm like Blaine. Boy, they could have sung a song again or twice more and been all right with me. Because of the Spirit that was bearing witness with it. So you pray just a little bit. If I don't do nothing else, I'll just testify a little bit. But there at the very first verse is, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun," or under the heavens. I'm telling you, if you don't go any farther in the scriptures than that, there's so much that you could say There's a reason you're here tonight at church. If you're lost, you need Jesus. If you're cold and indifferent, you need to get in right now. Listen to this phrase, time is God's. He made time for you. He made time for me. But time is God's tonight. And he's given you time. He says, time and a purpose under the heaven. A time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born is time to die. And I'm going to take my time and just touch on some of these if I can. But there was a time that I was born naturally to my mommy. And she was happy. She said, the doctor come out and says, you got a perfect child. And I've messed that up through the years. But, you know, mommy, she was happy about me. But one day, I was born again by Jesus. And mommy was happy. She rejoiced when I got saved and I come before her and I said, I need to be baptized. There was some folks that didn't understand, but there was folks that just rejoiced in the Lord because God had done his work. God took time for me, you see, to give me opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. I wasn't anything special to me, but I was special to God. God wanted to bring me salvation. God wants to bring you salvation. But you've got to want it more than anything. Oh, I love God today. He's blessed me more than I can give him credit for. How good that he is. I had no idea I'd get up tonight. But anyways, he goes on. He says, a time to be born, a time to die. I haven't died yet, naturally. But I've died on a spiritual side.
Yeah.
I died out to my sins.
Yeah.
And I gave them to Christ. And he paid for them.
Yeah.
So I'm not accountable for them any longer, you see. I'm glad I'm not accountable for my sins that Christ paid for them. It says, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. I love to plant a garden. I love to watch it grow and get the fruit from it.
Yeah.
If you've ever done it, there's just a joy about that. My wife says, don't plant no more. Don't. You're not planting next year. And I just can't hardly wait till the ground to start thawing out where I can get in there and start planting. And I thought about God. He couldn't hardly wait till I made myself to a church where he could plant his word into my soul where I could be saved by his wonderful grace. And then he's one that was able to rip it up at the right time. He didn't get me when I was too small and not edible. You ever had a persimmon? Go up on the mountains and you get a persimmon. Brother Marshall Huddleston took me up on the mountain. And he took me up here and said, try this persimmon. It's really a good fruit. And it wasn't time for him yet. Well, I didn't know. I had no idea. Yeah, some of you laughing. You know what a persimmon is. But it's just a sirus. It just make your mouth pucker. When I grabbed a hold of that, he says, I did that for a reason, to show you that there's a bad time to pick things.
Yeah.
Let God pick our people that's lost and undone. And when he picks us, we'll be ripe and ready to go. We'll be satisfying to the church. And we won't be a burden, but we'll be satisfying and satisfied and satisfied. He says, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and time to build up. I thought, you know, the scripture says, thou shalt not kill. A time to kill. And I didn't understand. And God began to show me sometimes that, you know, there's things that has to die or even look like they're dead in order for something else to come through. And that's the way that it was with my soul. I had to that scripture had to come out to me and show me that I was lost and undone. Now, the law was good. The scripture says that the law was a schoolmaster to us. The law was good, but the gospel is what brought life to me. So anyways, we won't get into that. It says a time to weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance. And I thought, man, you know, this is what you use at a funeral, you know. This, but it's not really. It's to be used for the edification of the church that we can get to where we need to be. He says a time to weep. And there's times that I just sit there and weep. Maybe tears don't flow on me like they do on a lot of other folks because I have a problem with crying. But nevertheless, there's a weeping that goes on because I care about those that's lost and undone, that's in the midst of us, and they need Jesus Christ more than they need anything in the whole wide world. And some of them don't even realize how bad they need Jesus. They're headed for a devil's hell, and there's no way of getting out of hell besides Jesus. No other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's it. He's it tonight. If you're going to go to heaven, you're going to go the same way I did. You're going to kneel down, and you're going to cry out to Jesus, and you're going to say, Lord, if you don't save me, I'm a goner. I just don't have what it takes. I'm trying the best I can, and I just don't have it. You're going to have to cry out with all of your heart and lay down everything at Jesus' feet. You're going to have to weep. You're going to have to mourn. My friend, today, we don't want to mourn, don't we? Because it makes us sad, but I'm telling you what, the saddest time of my life was when I was lost and undone and I didn't have Jesus. I began to mourn in my life, and I'd say, Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish. I'd heard the scriptures preached so many times, but I never really felt it on the inside like I did that day. When you feel it on the inside and it begins to tug and to work with you, oh, I tell you what, it becomes real. It became real to me that day that Jesus spoke to me. And it was more than the things that I could manufacture in my head and trying to get a little bit of money to put in the offering plate for mommy and more than coming around and singing and more than shaking hands, but it was being able to really praise God. You can't praise God unless you're saved. You cannot give Him glory and honor for the salvation of your soul if you haven't given it to Him yet. You're holding something back. Don't hold back on the Lord tonight. He says here, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. That on the natural side, as Blaine and Terry has already said, there's a lot of these things that we think, yeah, I can see that naturally, but boy, I don't look at it spiritually. We need to look at some of these things a little bit more spiritual. A time to cast away stones. My friend, you remember Stephen when they cast stones at him and they killed him. Sometimes we need to take some stones and just cast them away. Yeah. And pray about them things. Yeah. And take them to the Lord and just keep casting them away from you. Amen. Because you've got more important things to worry about. Our people's dying and going to a devil's hell. And we need each and every one in the kingdom of God. Yeah, you're needed tonight. God, it's not by chance that God come your way. It's because He needs you to fulfill His work. He said, I go away to prepare a place. He says, but ye are the light of the world. The only way you can be a light of the world is if you're saved by the grace of God, been born again, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, have Jesus inside of you, and it just he just wants to come out of you sometimes. Sometimes I get so excited on the inside, I just feel like Jesus wants to come out. It's because he's got something for me to do. He wants me to tell you that Jesus can save your soul. Jesus can touch you like nobody else can. Time is the essence for you. Take advantage of the time that God has given you. There's natural things we can look at, but then there's spiritual things we look at. And that's my thought tonight. As I begin to sit down here and I begin to pray. And I prayed a little different tonight for... Normally, I pray about for the service, and I pray. You just got a system of things that you pray about. And I don't know about anybody else, but there's things that I go through until I get to where I feel God move. But tonight, I just felt like praying for the choir and for the choir leader. And I don't know why I need to tell you this, but I do. But I began to pray for those things that needed to be done within the church to help Brother Terry, that we can help one another as we're just a strength to each other. We don't have much time together. Time is very short. Take advantage of what you have tonight. Take advantage of that. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. Yes. We got to take advantage of what God has given us. And I am so glad for his scriptures. Maybe I'll just stop where I'm at. But I thank God for his saving salvation, for the work that he does, that if I could, and if Terry could, and if all these other preachers could, we'd save everybody we knew was lost. But we just don't have the power. Amen. I just don't know. Tonight, looking out, everybody looks fine in my eyes. But when I was lost and undone, I might have looked fine in a lot of folks' eyes. And I guarantee you, to my mommy, I still look like that perfect little boy. that was born to her. But to God, I had filthy sin wrapped up around me, and it was strangling me. David said, "Lift me up out of the miry pits of sin." I felt like that's where that I was. Sin was all wrapped around me, and time was coming to an end, and if I wouldn't get saved, then I was going to miss it.
Yeah.
Don't miss it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Take advantage of the time that God's given you. Amen. That's a little thought of God. Brother Terry.
Well, I thank the Lord, Brother Bob. Thank the Lord for that good message. I want everybody to stand. I want us to get a song. Let me say it like this. It's time to wake up and use the time that you've got from God and get what God's got for you.
Amen.
It's time. One place it says time and high time to awake out of sleep. That's another verse. Time and high time. Boy, it's really time. And I'm telling you, if God's speaking to your heart and you just feel just a touch, I'm going to ask you to step out, take this time, come, and let's pray about this. Sing whenever you get ready. Somebody, I believe, needs to come. I felt like God's calling somebody while he was preaching. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Trust him. Amen. 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 Will you come? It's up to your choice. Your choice. Is it time for you to come? You're the one that has to make that move when it's your time. Please come. Good song. Really pray. Amen. That song. That's what we need to do is come. Come to the Lord when He's calling. So that's wonderful. Anything else on anybody's heart? Song or testimony or any other preacher's got something to say, you saw, everybody's welcome. All right, well, let me mention this weekend again. I talked to Brother Neil Wireman today, and he reminded me they'd like to have the ordained men at Pleasant View at 1 o'clock to form the ordaining council, and then the service there starts at 2 o'clock. Really pray for Chad Collard. That's a young preacher getting ordained up there. And for this reason, especially pray for him. Neil told me, he said, he's a good preacher. So he preaches good. So he's helped our church a lot. And Neil said a lot of folks even told him before he came out a pastor that back a ways that he preached quite a bit there. And it was just really helped him. And so Neil said, and he helps me. But he said, a lot of our sister churches have not had a chance to hear Brother Chad. So he said, I've got on my heart when the ordaining council gets there and gets formed and we start the service at 2 o'clock, he said, I'm going to have the choir sing a song, and if anybody else feels like singing, he'd probably get them too. He said, but I'm going to ask Brother Chad to come and preach before we have the ordaining service. And I said, well, that's great. I said, back in the old days they used to do that pretty regular, and but not too much anymore. But I can see his reasoning, because a lot of people haven't heard Chad, so I'm looking forward to hearing him. And so remember that. They also, at Continental, you know, we're going to have baptizing at Continental that Saturday evening, same day. They've moved it to 6 o'clock to give more time for the ordination service. So pray for that. And then we're having a baptizing here Sunday morning, God willing. Really pray for that. And we appreciate everybody's prayers and thoughts. And this, I appreciate this meeting tonight's really helped me. It's blessed my heart. And so anything else before we close? If not, Wes. Okay.
And he's going back to Florida. And,
all right.
I want to tell him we love him and we'll be thinking.
Yeah, we sure do love him. And after they pray, before we get out of here, if I get a chance to get up close to him, I'm going to give him another hug. I sure love him. Sure glad he got saved and testified so good and got baptized, and he's just blessed my heart. Okay, anything else? I'm going to ask Brother Ryan if he'll pray dismissal.
Extend your mercy to the Lord. Help them realize how serious this is, Lord. They run out of time.